Hello, Internet friend. Today, the interest rate decision by the Federal Reserve. I'm David Revell. This is Value Side. Well, I often think of Wall Street as the smallest town in America. It has its own language, its own way of doing things, and above all, its own way of viewing the world. For those who've been watching the street over the last day, you've seen that small town come together, building a consensus about our economy and how investors should react. This unified reaction will climax at 2 o'clock today, Eastern Time, when the Federal Reserve announces its latest interest rate decision. And the odds are that Wall Street's estimates will prove to be right on the money. But to get a complete picture of what's occurring in our vital financial small town, we must return to yesterday's events. Now, the Labor Department reported that total employment costs rose by 1.2% for the first quarter in 2024. You may say that's not much. Of course, you'd be correct. This quarter's increases in wages and benefits barely exceeded the cost of living. After all, for most of 2023, wages and benefits fell far behind the cost of living. So this is just a chance for American workers to catch up. At least, that's how the rest of America sees yesterday's report on labor costs, which is just the first opportunity for paychecks to catch up to rising costs. But that's not how the small town of Wall Street views it. Yesterday, the street was looking beyond the cost of labor to today's Federal Reserve decision on interest rates. And from that point of view, any expense increase, even labor costs, translates into overall higher inflation. And higher inflation is just what the Federal Reserve is fighting with its elevated interest rates. Yesterday's good news for this country's working men and women will translate into elevated interest rates for a longer period of time, something the street wants to avoid. Now, all of this is not new. It's all part of a time-honored script that's been going on in American economy for at least the last half century that I've been around. All the people in the country who file their latest IRS Form 1040 to report their wages or salaries and income fall into the working category, at least from the view of economists and analysts. And inevitably, these people, along with those fixed income, mainly the retired, are the hardest hit by rising prices. These are also among the last to receive relief. For many, relief only comes in the form of a pay raise, and raises often involve complex negotiations between an individual or a union or an association and the boss, management. Never an easy task. Now, these negotiations over pay take time, and it's for that reason that labor costs most often come at the very end of any inflation cycle. So we should view yesterday's employment cost report as good news. This current bout of inflation is most likely nearing the finish line, and labor costs are signaling that. However, back in our little town of Wall Street, that's different from how they greet the news. From the street's perspective, all they could see were higher labor costs, and they immediately concluded that the Fed would stand pat with higher interest rates today. That's why the Dow was down over 500 points yesterday. Now, I have no argument with that position. The street's probably correct. The Fed will inevitably hold interest rates steady today and likely sound pretty hawkish towards ever lowering interest rates. But that's because that's how the Fed acts. They revert to the status quo ante every single time. This group, under Chairman Jerome Powell, is particularly adverse to rocking the boat. On the other hand, I'm looking for some significant external event, perhaps a bank failure, the burgeoning commercial real estate collapse, or a transition from cold to hot in one of the many wars we're facing, to finally force the Federal Reserve to lift its foot off the monetary brakes. For today's announcement, the little town on Wall Street is likely correct, with no change in interest rate policy and hawkish projections from the Federal Reserve. But just between you and me, barring something completely unseen, it's becoming increasingly probable that inflation is falling. And that's the value side for today. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.